Politics has perhaps never been so divided, but yesterday all sides agreed on an inquiry into the rate of the dole. 500,000 Australians on Newstart allowance receiving $245 a week, less if you're in a couple. Nearly all of them have some form of disability. A third of Newstart recipients are over 45 years old. Marie O'Halloran is the president of the National Welfare Rights Network. She'll be giving evidence before this inquiry. Marie O'Halloran, good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Marie, why hold an inquiry when everyone agrees that Newstart isn't enough to live on?
I think it's important for the parliamentarians to feel that they get all the evidence on the deck and that they can explain to the Australian people why the unemployment benefit needs to be increased. It's clear, I think, that a range of groups across our society, you know, big business, the union movement, the welfare groups, the churches, have said that this amount is too low. But what we need now is politicians to go out to the people and say this has to happen.
Are you heartened by the fact that both sides of politics backed this move for an inquiry?
I am. I understand that they were silent when the Greens moved the motion for the inquiry, and that's good enough in the sense that it says, well, they accepted that this inquiry is needed.
When was Newstart last increased?
Well, there was a $4 per week increase in the budget this year. It was a $210 supplementary that was, of course, incredibly small. But I understand that that was the first real increase since 1994.
So is it increased in line with the CPI?
Oh, sorry. It is increased in line with the CPI twice per year.
Right.
Its indexing is different to the pension. The pension is indexed against average weekly earnings or a pensioner CPI index, whichever is the highest.
And that's a higher increase that happens then?
It is a higher increase, and that's why, along with a range of other reasons, the pension is getting higher than the unemployment benefit. But in saying that, I know and recognise that people trying to live on the pension alone are doing it tough too.
Oh, I don't think anyone thinks living on the pension is a picnic, but can you give us a sense of what the gap is now between the old age pension and Newstart?
Yes, it's $133 per week.
Per week?
Per week, $133 per week, the difference between living on the Newstart allowance if you're unemployed as a single adult and the pension rate, either the age pension or the carer payment or the disability support pension, $133 per week. And the gap is getting wider all the time. I think Professor Peter Whiteford from the University of New South Wales has pointed out that gap will increase, you know, exponentially over the next years.
What are the implications of that?
Well, look, in my experience, for people using the centres across Australia in the network that I'm involved with, if you're unemployed for any significant period of time, for example, if you lose your job and you can't get another job in, you know, a few months, it's almost the first thing that happens is your housing becomes at risk. You probably can't pay the rent that you were paying when you're working. You may not be able to pay your mortgage. I understand that one of the biggest reasons that people can't pay their mortgages if they become unemployed. So these are the things that happen. Once your housing's at risk, once you have to start moving yourself and your family, chances of getting back into work get lower and lower.
If you've got a family, I guess you're eligible for other sorts of payments as well. But if you're a couple, say without kids, trying to exist on Newstart, do you know what the couple gets?
The couple rate is each partner gets, the single rate's $245 mm-hmm. per week. Each partner gets less than that. So I can't tell you the exact rate, but so it wouldn't be $245 each. It'll be something less than that.
So they're living on 400 and something a week, and from that they've got to try and hire a flat or something, some people, or pay their mortgage or whatever.
They may get some small amount of rent assistance, but that depends on how high the rent is.
What do you, given the work that you've done with your group on Poverty Line and on payments like this, what do you think Newstart should be? What level should it be at to be sustainable, to be a living wage to some degree?
Well, I believe that in the first instance, we need to increase the Newstart allowance by $50 per week. And I'm basing that on, first of all, the Ken Henry review into the tax and transfer system that came down in May 2010. That panel recommended what was in effect a $50 per week increase. They recommended that the single rate for an unemployed person be increased to what the partnered rate would be if you're on the pension. And that would be a very good first step. And I know that the Australian Council of Social Services, a range of welfare groups, the ACTU, a whole range of organisations are saying, well, look, this would be a good first step.
We're talking to Maria Halloran from the National Welfare Rights Network about the inquiry into the New Start allowance. That's the dole, which was voted on by the Parliament yesterday. It will now get underway. Maria Halloran, at the recent tax forum last year, there was agreement across unions, business, welfare groups, that the New Start allowance needed to be increased. Economist, and I think it's fair to describe her as a conservative economist, Judith Sloan, was backing an increase to New Start because she said New Start was originally meant to be a short-term transitional payment, and that's why governments of all stripes have defended that it's a lower rate, because it's meant to be a transitional payment. But what's happening is many of those people on New Start lose their jobs, find themselves on New Start, particularly older workers, are there for a long time because they're finding it hard to get work.
Yes, yes, and I think she also went on to say, you know, that we can't grind people into poverty because that won't, it's counterproductive, it won't help them get back into the workforce. Our unemployment rate in Australia is relatively low compared to other countries across the globe. So the structural rate of unemployment, we're close to that, which means we've got a mismatch of the skills that employers want and the skills that people who are in the unemployment pool have. So a lot of people end up being employed for longer periods of time than they would expect or that the government would hope. And that's when the really dangerous part kicks in, because the unemployment payment can't sustain you for a long period of time.
How many people on the dole? I think the figure is 1 in 3, is it, or over 45 years old?
1 in 3 are over 45, and as you said, many are coping with some level of disability. It is very hard to get onto the disability support pension, so a lot of people who are on the unemployment payment are actually coping with one or more disabilities.
Isn't it reasonable? I mean, some people will think it's reasonable that you want New Start to be a transitional payment because you don't want people to stay on it a long time, to get too comfy on it. You want them to be propelled to the workforce. Is it possible to construct a payment that has a different level for older people who find themselves on New Start and therefore find it more difficult to get off it and get a job?
Well, look, I think that has been done in the past with what was called the mature age allowance that was slightly different to the unemployment payment. But I think we've got to the point where, regardless of whether it's now a person on it short term or long term, it's got to the point where it has to, there needs to be a fundamental change to it. And we can't start segmenting people. Yes, we should look at, is there something we can do for people who are older? But there's now the gap between different payments. There's now this incentive for government to push people off other payments onto the unemployment payment. We saw that happen in the federal budget this year, where single parents who had been protected from the welfare to work changes in 2006 will now be, when their youngest child turns 8, if they can't get enough hours of work, pushed onto the New Start allowance.
Okay.
And in fact, those who are working more hours will actually lose more. So there's this big gap now. It's an incentive to put more and more people onto that lower payment.
Maria Halloran, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Maria Halloran is president of the National Welfare Rights Network, and she'll be one of those giving evidence before an inquiry voted on the federal parliament yesterday into the New Start allowance. It's 8:27 on Breakfast.